But first, decreasing distortion. This image here on this slide is intended to show how actually the tangent case that we've mentioned contributes more, a larger area of distortion, than does the secant case. The tangent on the left shows a projection plane, flat projection plane, touching the Earth at one point. And this is, of course, what's used actually with polar projections, North Pole, South Pole. And the area in orange shows high distortion. The low distortion, the area in the light beige, is much smaller. However, if one takes the projection plane and cuts the Earth at two places rather than one point, now there's a larger area of relatively low distortion because you can actually consider it the distance from the points on the Earth to the points on the plane. The less that distance, the less the distortion. And so a secant case has low distortion over a larger area than does the tangent case. This is why state plane coordinate systems in the United States have secant projections. They cut in two places. In the case of Lambert projection, it's two parallels of latitude. And in the case of transverse Mercator, it is two lines that are not exactly meridians, but approximately north-south lines. These are lines of exact scale. The point is that a secant case projection contributes less distortion than does a tangent case projection.